I will pour a little of the water that is actually has molecules from many, many years of this ceremony. And I invite you in any order to come up from this side, go back this way. And ushers, will you please come up with the microphones?
Hayden Lake, Idaho.
Hawaii and Boston.
Hottest day ever in Portland and Celebration Park.
Colorado and Seattle.
Yeah. Rain in the Wallawas washing thimbleberries.
Payette Lake.
Cascade Lake.
Jackson Hole, Sacramento, and Yellowstone and Tetons.
Mm-hmm. Oregon Coast, where Twilight was filmed.
Seattle, Boise River, and rain camping.
Vermont, New York City, and Switzerland.
Ooh. Willamette River and Cook Inlet.
The Meadows in Boise.
Buddhist relics tour.
Pacific Ocean.
Austin and San Francisco.
Florida and California.
Minnesota River.
Salmon River.
Dredge Pond near Redfish Lake.
Payette Lake.
Stanley Hot. Stanley Hot Springs in the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness.
South Korea and Philippines.
The well of our new home on Woody Drive.
Okay. We have Heyburn State Park, Bunker Hill, Massachusetts, Elliott Pickett House, Portland, Salmon River, Payette Lake, rainwater from Mount Washington.
Hooters in Las Vegas.
Yeah!
Not where you went, it's where you got the water.
No, it's where you went, honey. Go ahead.
Mars.
My kitchen sink.
Germany.
Port Angeles, Washington.
Camping in Idaho.
Snake River.
Payette Lake and Lake Tahoe.
Utah and seven countries surrounding the Baltic Sea.
Guadalupe River.
Brighton Bush Hot Springs with nude bathing pools.
Oh, you're so into that.
Salmon River.
Boston and Cape Cod.
Oregon Coast.
Stoli Meadows on the South Fork of the Salmon.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Oregon Coast. Guaymas Channel. GA, Salt Lake City. Cranberry Lakes in a thunderstorm. One more. Vernonia, Oregon, home, and Trader Joe's.
New York City.
Seattle Space Needle.
Unitarian Universalist General Assembly in Salt Lake City and Texas.
Holden Village.
Poutland.
Pacific Ocean.
Oregon Coast and Payette Lake.
Atlanta.
The Hudson, the Potomac, and the Chesapeake.
Diamond Lake, Phillips Lake, Warm Lake, Snake River, Browns Creek, and Boston.
Vashon Island, where my mother lived, and also Middleton, Idaho, a small lake there.
The UU Church in Rapid City, South Dakota, and the UU Church in Reno.
Bow, O'Hara, Sunwapta, Osoyoos, various in Canada and Oregon.
City of Rocks.
Buddhist Relics Tour.
Lake Michigan, St. Lawrence, Hudson, East, Monongahela, Allegheny, Ohio, Potomac, Schuylkill, North Platte Rivers.
From the sink that my son loves to splash in.
Oregon Coast and Payette Lake.
Ushuaia, the Falkland Islands, Valparaiso, and Belfast.
Carrie's wedding in Port Townsend.
Potomac River.
Diamond Lake, Phillips Lake, Payette Lake, and Warm Lake.
GA in Salt Lake City and Baker City, Oregon.
Well, we vacationed in Oregon, but this is actually blessings from our new house.
Anchorage, Tucson, and Maine.
It's from the kitchen back there, but representative of Lake Como, Italy.
Various Idaho state parks.
Once again, we've come together from many different places. Places all over our fair state, many of us going to the same places we know. Lots of states in our fair union, a lot of Washingtons and Oregons and the occasional California. And then sort of a circumnavigation of Massachusetts and New York and Washington, D.C. and Texas and others that I'm undoubtedly forgetting. Not to mention the world traveling that's happened to Italy and to Switzerland and to Germany and to the Baltic states and many other places I'm undoubtedly forgetting. The point being that we disperse. We go places, we learn things, and we come together pouring our water together to indicate that we are a community and that we flow together even though we also flow apart at times. Earlier we sang, there's a river running to my soul. There's a river running through my soul, and it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river running through my soul. We are somebody. We are a community of somebody's greater than each of us. If we feel the river flowing through us, we can be with each other as we need to be, creating a church of loving companions, a fellowship of souls raring to turn the world around. On Mingling of Water Days, we often spend time with the imagery of water. And on this lovely day, on the beginning of this particular program year, I am drawn to water's ease. I am drawn to the way it can get amazing things done just by flowing persistently along the easiest path. That's how the Grand Canyon got me. We are a church with a lot going on. We spent a lot of time last year on a lot of business and financial matters that were and are of great importance. We had a fabulous bunch of leaders. We still do. They were working very hard to solve problems and move us toward the future. At the same time, we dried up a little. There was an ebb in the flow of healing, wholeness, love, and reconciliation, which are the touchstones of religious community. Some of us tried unsuccessfully to erect dams, and we ended up feeling flooded with the original million PSIs making us feel like drowned rats, plus we got the debris of our own defenses. You know what happens when a dam breaks. Van Morrison has a song called, "You Don't Pull No Punches, But You Don't Push the River." In some important ways, a lot of us disregarded that advice last year, or at least the second part. And pulling no punches without honoring the river's flow of relationship and process is a life recipe for alienation. Here's my vision for this year. Above all, we honor relationship, process, spiritual centering, and radical respect, the natural flow of a religious community. We make no move, especially if we are angry or upset, without asking the question, what would love require of us in this situation? There is always some stream of compassion within each of us, ebbing and flowing, certainly. And I propose that grounded in our own spiritual practices, we act out of the God-given compassion we all carry with us. Now, lest you be figuratively or literally rolling your eyes at such a touchy-feely vision, there is more. I looked specifically at one person at that moment. I propose that we maintain that center of respect and love and relationship and process and spiritual practice and compassion while we conduct the oh-so-necessary business of our beloved congregation. This involves organization, task forces, administration, committee meetings without end, willing volunteers by the score, and this means you, and more social outreach. It also involves money, and I am so cheered by what's happening in this area. Our stewardship chair this year is Debbie Johnson, who is a dynamic member of our congregation. She, with many others, understands that we really, really have to conduct successful operating and capital campaigns this spring. These campaigns are absolutely necessary. We must reduce our land debt so we can open the headgates of wonderful program and outreach, nurturing souls and helping heal the world. Our stewardship leader understands this deeply. And with many, many others, she also gets it that we are about people. She has already called a meeting in which we discussed practices that honor all individuals of any status, any financial being, any whatever, doing that at the same time as not ever being awkward or embarrassed about the need for generous giving. She has written a note to every single pledging individual or family in this church, a note of thanks and promise. There is no shilly-shallying about the need for joyful financial stewardship. And there is also a deep sense of our community river's flow. I am assuming that business will more and more be conducted in this spirit, for there is little that is more important. Here's a little spiritual practice that I suggest for all of us as we go forth rejoicing, resolved to care about each other and to volunteer ourselves. The most consistent place in this community that we feel the flow of compassion, comradeship, and love is in our worship services. At some point or points, almost every Sunday, I look around and I can feel so profoundly the ties that bind our hearts in loyalty and affection. Here we take a deep breath and settle in to allow ourselves time, space, and safety to reflect on matters of ultimate worth. What calls each of us to our best selves? What makes our souls rise in awe and reverence? What makes us, resolves us to work for justice? Here, at the best of times, we find it easiest to see the good in our neighbors, even if they have hurt us or we have hurt them. Here, at our worshipful best, our hearts are touched by the people around us, doing their best just as we are. As fallible as we are, God knows, and as filled with the divine spirit as we are, fellow human beings, companions on this joyous and terrible journey. Here, sometimes we glimpse a oneness that brings us to tears, a unity that gives us the generosity and the strength and the courage to carry on. And so, as we flow forth from this homecoming day, can we determine to keep the best of Sunday morning spirit in our hearts and our souls and our actions, whether we are relating personally or doing the mundane business of the church? Can we feel the river of compassion flowing through our souls, our hearts, our minds? Can we know that we are the river?